Lads, what are you having? Hey. Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Pub Football Podcast. I'm Martin.
And I'm Dan.
And in this episode, we're talking about Swansea City versus Leicester City. And we're going to kick things off by talking about the elephant in the stadium, and that was no Shakespeare.
No poetic justice.
No, none at all. No. It's what every school kid wants to hear, no Shakespeare.
No Shakespeare, we don't want to talk about that bollocks. No, massively unfortunate, I think.
Well, do you think he should have got a job in the first place?
I don't think they should have let Ranieri go.
Too soon.
Do you know what I mean? Any players club
got lazy.
I don't. Again, it goes back to the whole players letting managers down. I don't think
it's always a bit weird when the manager goes and the assistant manager takes over, and the assistant manager does better than the manager does.
Yeah,
but when he was working the same regime as
exactly, he's changed nothing backstage. He's kept it all the same from what we can see. Yeah, they go out and they play for a different man.
Yep.
Weird one.
And this time he brings in his own players as well. He started fairly well, I think Leicester did. But he spent a fair bit of money as well.
Throwing the cash about.
Harry Maguire from Hull City.
He's turned out to look alright. Got his first England cap, didn't he?
Yeah, he's in England. Well, we won't talk about that England game because it was shocking.
Yeah.
Well, we say shocking, we're saying fucking shit.
Yeah. We qualified. We were expected to qualify. There's nothing more you can say about
it. No, he's a quality player, Harry Maguire. It deserves to stay in the Premiership, really, didn't he?
Yeah.
17 million, though, from Hull. I think that was probably...
This day and age, probably cheap.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Picking up a player from Bayer Leverkusen on loan, Dragovic. Sam Hughes from Chester. I'm guessing that's a youngster. In a nutshell. Yep.
Like
25 million from Manchester City. Was he... did he leave City too early?
No, I think he's probably left them too late after they brought in Gabriel Jesus. They've got Aguero.
He's a good player, though.
Rate him. Massively rate him. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of... It's a biased thing. There's a lot of comparison between him and Rashford.
He's a stockier player than Rashford, though, isn't he?
Yeah. That granted, I'll always side with Rashford because he's a red and I don't like Man City.
And he's English.
That as well. That's always a bonus. But
25 million.
Yeah, for a young striker, given his chance, I think he could probably learn a lot from Vardy.
And Vardy, now in his latter stages, 31.
31, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think he can learn a lot from him. He'll go on to be strengths and he probably won't stay at Leicester too long, I don't think.
No, depending who comes in, I think probably have different ideas. Who did they let go? Danny Drinkwater, 35 million.
Yeah, again, I think overpriced, but they got a good deal out of that.
Released a lot of players as well. New regime, obviously thinking they weren't good enough to step up into that first team role.
But you look at the names there, they're no
goalkeeper they're... as well.
Yeah,
released Robert Zaire. What's that, how do you pronounce his surname?
Zila. One Robert Zila. He's a good shot stopper. He's a good goalkeeper.
Stuck behind Kasper Schmeichel though, wasn't he? So
yeah, I think
wasn't going to get his first team opportunity.
It's going to be tough to displace anyone with a surname Schmeichel.
Should Kasper Schmeichel still be there? Should he have moved to like the likes of Liverpool or Arsenal by now?
No, because his dad's a United legend. He would have never gone to Liverpool.
No.
That's after Big Pete went to fucking Man City. What a knob.
Casper's from City.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Something needs to happen in that family. Sort that out.
Again, he's at 31 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's getting up there and sort of makes me feel old because I remember seeing the pictures of him with his old man holding the holding the Premier League trophy.
You're the same age.
They didn't know that. But, replacing or trying to compete with a goalkeeper of Schmeichel's quality was always a tough standing.
Let's look at, well, firstly, who do you think will get the Leicester job?
That
not enough candidates, is there really?
Who's going to want the Leicester job?
Not enough candidates.
Got rid of Ranieri, got rid of Shakespeare in, to be honest, a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But Mourinho said, gone are the days where you see a manager who takes on 20-year, 26-year reign.
Last one will be Wenger.
He'll be, apart from that, if you look at it, I don't even know who's going to be the longest serving manager.
After that?
Yeah. Eddie Howe?
Probably.
At Bournemouth?
It has changed quite rapidly, isn't it?
Yeah. It has gone silliness, but there's no...
sort of results business.
It is, yeah. Money talks. You win something, you win some money. It's cutthroat. You can't hang about nowadays.
Who do you think is going to be number one then? Coleman, I imagine. His future with Wales is uncertain.
Welsh players have said they want to keep him on.
Doesn't mean anything though, does it?
No, you can have the players back in, but if the board don't want you, they'll kick you.
Well, I think this decision, I think Wales board will probably keep him on because he's done well in the two qualifications.
I think they've been unlucky. Do you know what I mean? You look at their Euros, mate. They were unlucky in that.
I think
progress further than England, which really, to be honest, weren't fucking difficult.
I think if he leaves anywhere, I think Giggs would probably take it, and that'd be the wrong move for Wales.
I feel it'd be the wrong move for Giggs. Giggs being linked with this job, he's been linked with the Everton job. Who do I see at Leicester? I don't. Gary Lineker?
No. There isn't a lot, is there? There isn't a lot.
Again, it's the same names that are going to be chucked up. Your Pardews, your David Moyes.
Ronald De Boer.
Frank De Boer.
Or Ronald.
No, it's definitely Frank.
Yeah.
But then, he didn't have a great time in the Premier League. And I don't... Leicester are going to... Their board are going to want instant success. You know what I mean? They won the league 2 years ago.
Ancelotti's available.
I think that's going to be their main target, but I don't...
Leicester City Premiership champions.
Previous
champions. Ancelotti.
He'll go in now and go, who the fuck are you?
Could do, couldn't he? Could do.
No, I don't see that happening. I can't see that happening.
Coleman, I think, one of suits the bill there for me.
Yeah.
Appleton might have it until the end of the season, but he turned around today and said that he...
Get a new manager and get it done, get it sorted. Get something stable on the table.
Appleton said he wants to stay in his number two role, didn't he?
Okay, he wants to be a number two all his life.
Yeah.
He signed
a three-year deal.
Okay.
And he wants to stay in that role, meaning he knows if he takes a job, he does shit, he'll get released and he'll lose his job. Basically, if he stays as assistant manager...
He's got a wage.
He's got a wage, yeah.
Dyche, I think he's been linked with it, hasn't he?
It'd be silly to leave Burnley, although...
Be ridiculous.
Leicester have got a bit of money to spend.
Nah.
Whereas Burnley, well... Billy Beane likes the way he operates at Burnley?
But like I said, I totally agree with you. I think Dyche would be ridiculously stupid to leave. I think he's got a good setup there, and I think he knows what he's doing.
He's built it himself, isn't he?
Yeah, he's gone from ground up. It's
Burnley board have done well to stick with him when they got relegated and brought him back up again.
No, stick with him. Leicester have got a tough job on their hands to find a replacement.
Yeah, I can't see it being before Christmas either.
Part-time basis.
Right, Swansea City then. Still with Clement. They haven't changed their manager yet.
Nice word, yet.
Yeah, he stayed in there. And his first signing back was Wilfred Boney.
Scores goals.
Yeah.
There was a song, but I'm not going to sing it.
He's come back.
I don't think he scored yet.
Has he not?
No.
Has he played?
He might have had one.
12 million to bring back Wilfred Boney.
Didn't really cut it at City, did he?
Stoke.
No, Stoke.
He went to Stoke on loan, didn't he? Didn't do well there either.
Weird one.
They stuck to what they know there, didn't they, really?
I think they could have probably dabbled in something a bit better, but...
Sam Clucas from Hull City, 16.5 million. young English player.
Yeah.
He's deserved it. I think he done well at Hull, didn't he?
It's money again, though, isn't it?
Was he not the player that went to Glenn Hoddle's academy, the ginger lad?
Good possibility.
He went to Glenn Hoddle's academy after being released by a Premiership team, and he went to the academy. His academy's in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah, don't question me on that.
No. He's done well to stay out there. Good player. Roque Mesa from Las Palmas, 11 million. I haven't heard of him.
It's a lot of money they're chucking about, isn't
it? Yeah. Renato Sanchez, a loan from Bayern Munich.
With an option to buy.
Yeah.
This one surprised me a lot, but that's his connections. That's Clement's connections.
He started to turn on the style a bit in this game. You know, he's...
He had a very poor start. Very poor start.
Getting used to the pace of the Premiership, wasn't it, really? But he got taken off in this one as well. It didn't last the distance, about 60-odd minutes, I think he played. He hasn't started well.
No, he's
considering he's linked with United at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I know.
Chelsea, Arsenal, all the big teams. And I think he's probably come over here to showcase his skills a bit because everyone wasn't sure.
Hasn't done himself justice.
Not yet, no.
He's shown glimpses of what he's capable of, but not on a consistent basis yet for me.
Not good enough.
Again, he's...
overrated? In a Portugal team that overdone themselves in the Euros?
Led by Ronaldo.
Led by Ronaldo.
Nani.
Yeah.
I don't know. He looked a different player at the Euros, I think.
Tammy Abraham on loan from Chelsea. Fantastic. Striker.
I love him.
Centre forward.
I think he's brilliant.
Yeah. Coming back from winning the World Cup with England.
Yeah. For me to say that I love a Chelsea player, take something, I think the lad's got something. I like him.
He's a quality centre forward, isn't he, really? Can hold the ball up. He's still quite slight, isn't he? He's not a big forward yet.
No, he's...
He's quite skillful on the ball. He's quite like that Bertrand Torre, isn't he?
Yeah, again, yeah.
A similar sort of player. But he can finish as well. And
he's sticking away for Swansea.
He's a billboard player, isn't he?
He is at the moment. You think that Sanchez would have been taking all the limelight. But Tammy's taking it well, taking it in his stride.
Players they let out then, Fernando Llorente to Tottenham for 12.1 million.
Strange one.
I think that Lloret, that was inevitable, wasn't it? After last season, he was linked with Chelsea. He was bound to leave this year.
He was going to go to a London club.
32 years of age, though.
Yeah, a bit of an old boy, but...
Almost cash it in, 12 million.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised if they got possibly a little bit more for him in the market. Keep going back to saying what the market's like these days. But
he chose Spurs. He chose Spurs over Chelsea because of the vision of what Spurs had to offer, and at Chelsea he was offered something that was already there.
Okay.
It was something. Spurs haven't won the league, they haven't won the Champions League, Chelsea have done that.
But they apply pressure.
What sort of pressure are you talking about?
Oh, Tottenham, they apply the pressure. Said, I don't know, it was written on some DVD they released, applying pressure.
On the player itself?
No, on the Premier League.
On the Premier League,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what they're good for.
All right.
Sorry, Tottenham fans, but you finished third in a two-horse race.
And really, he's only ever going to get on as a sub.
I think he knows that.
While Kane is fully fit, because they only ever play one at top. No one plays two at top now, do they?
No. No, you're right. And I don't think, even if you play two up top, Kane would probably play both roles.
Jack Cork. They let Jack Cork go to Burnley.
Good move for him.
Yeah. Well,
probably fit him really well there.
Yeah, with Dyche. Good player. And Sigurdsson, £45 million
completely to Everton. Over fucking priced. Sorry.
Swansea, ridiculous. Good move.
Great bit of business for them.
Yeah. I do like Sigurdsson, though.
Oh, don't get me wrong. sorry, I come across as a real cunt then.
Could he have still been in the Tottenham team now?
No, I don't think he fits their style.
No?
No, I don't think it's. I don't think so at all. But
he could have played the Dele Alli role.
Oh, with Dele Alli throwing little bitch fits, yeah, probably. But Swansea have done an amazing bit of work there with 45 million.
They held on to that one, didn't they, as well? They held on right to the end.
Yeah.
Evanson got him eventually, but for quite an elevated fee.
I will like to take the piss out of Liverpool whenever I can. I do apologise, but I think they rejected, 118 million for Coutinho? Was it?
Yeah.
But Sigurdsson's the one with the better stats over the last 4 years. Sorry, but I don't know what Liverpool are thinking there to reject 120 million quid for a player that ain't worth 45. Moving on.
Right, the result then?
2-1, Leicester.
2-1, Leicester. The sacking effect. Yeah. Or the assistant role jumping into
Always seems to be the way. Always seems to be the way. So at the start of it,
two goals from Leicester, wasn't it? Two good goals, goals.
Own goal.
Osaka got the second one, didn't he? No, not Osaka. No,
Okazaki.
Name? Okazaki.
You struggle with foreign names, mate.
Yeah, don't know why. And then Swansea did come back into the game, and Leicester managed to hold on. Vardy missed a sitter.
Yeah, this is why.
Just come back from injury, though. No excuses, though. You know.
Coming back from injury.
So I asked you why he wasn't in the England squad, and you said that you don't know.
And looking on current form, I don't think he'll go to Russia.
He's scored a few now, hasn't he? Has he scored six?
He's getting amongst it, but I don't know.
Now Mahrez has started to come alive, realising that he isn't going to get a move this season.
Well, not till January.
He started to play really well. He played fantastic in his game before he was taken
today,
off.
Mahrez of old.
Yeah, and he linked up with Vardy very well.
Again, time's gone by.
Yeah, so maybe Vardy may make it into the squad, pushing out players like Abraham.
I can't see it.
Do you not think?
No, Vardy seems to only play well if Mahrez plays well.
All down to Mr. Southgate.
That's another discussion.
I can't wait to do Pub Football World Cup. Cannot wait.
Yeah, as long as it's not an England episode, because that'll be a really short one.
It'll only be 3 episodes long.
I think
that'll be the group stages.
Yeah, and the plane ride home. Leicester Swansea done.
Yeah, well, how have Swansea done?
Again, it's
not great. Are they not expected to do great this year?
And they took a point from Tottenham.
But
at Wembley, you sort of expect that at Wembley.
That was
with Tottenham.
A Wembley hoodoo thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've lost at home to Watford, lost away at West Ham, but beat Huddersfield. And again, any team that beat Huddersfield are well worth it, in my opinion, because they turned United over.
They need to pick up the points where they can, don't they, really?
I think they're safe. I think they've got enough to keep 15th. Them up. I think that's fair, 13th to 15th probably for Swansea.
Are they playing this week? Are they playing in the Caribou Cup?
I don't know. That's a very good question, sir.
Should we Google it?
Yeah, have a look. But, no, I think they got knocked out, did they not? I've only got Premier League results. How fucking disappointing am I?
This is why we're not professional.
No, and we're not journalists, and we're not giving everything on a bit of paper to us.
All right, the EFL Cup, we won't call it the Caribou Cup, because that drink tastes like shite.
Because it's Caribou.
Right, Swansea are actually playing on Tuesday night, so the day that these go live as well, they're going to be playing Manchester United.
Oh, did we?
Yep.
That's disappointing on my behalf. I'm sorry, United fans, I've let you down.
So, again, it's a nothing tournament. It's nothing that's going to affect the outcome of
the weekend.
Hey,
we won the treble
results
last year, United.
I think, well, Swansea are going to be resting players. United are going to be resting players.
Oh, yeah, without doubt. I think Taylor. No, I don't think Swansea will.
They're going to risk the likes of Tammy and Renato. And
I reckon they will.
You think?
Yeah, I think they'll get game time. They'll get minutes.
I suppose you get European football if you win it, don't you?
Exactly. They'll get minutes. Yeah, I think Swansea might even take that competition quite seriously. Mm. I'm not saying Mourinho won't, but No, I see Swansea taking that more seriously than the Premier League. But
Leicester, they've got Leeds United.
That's not a given. That's not a given.
Tough one. Leeds have started well, haven't they?
Yeah, they're definitely up there. Again, Leeds. I personally think Leeds probably should have got promoted last season.
Yeah,
we hate the Leeds scum, but
we will try and do the Championship, League One, League Two at some point, but
probably on the last day of the season when we know he's coming up.
Right, so that rounds up episode 4 of the Pub Football Podcast. Thank you for listening.
It's been lovely seducing your ear hole again.
Yeah, edit.